Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Thanks to our mates at Time Out Bookstore, and joining us on the line this morning, we should have Suri here. There, Suri.
Lorena, Johnny, I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, what are we chatting about for this week's edition of Loose Reads, thanks to Time Out Bookstore?
Well, today I'll be talking about Fundamentally by Nusaybe Yunus. It's a debut novel, super, super funny, and it's written by, so I sort of read it as like auto-fictional satire. The author herself, Nusaybe, like I said, this is her debut novel, and she's what they call a UN peace practitioner, like a specialisation in Iraq. So it's pretty interesting because Fundamentally is told from the perspective of Nadia, who's an academic in criminology, and a research paper that she writes about de-radicalization garners her like all this attention globally. And she's sort of hand-selected to start this new de-radicalization unit as a wing of the UN and based in Iraq. So, yeah, it feels like there might be some hints to like her own life. And in the novel, it sort of starts with Nadia, just before she's about to go to the program, she's like at this crossroads in her life. She's just ended like a serious long-term relationship, and her relationship with her mother is sort of disintegrating because she's starting to sort of question. Nadia's a Muslim woman who has this like quite orthodox upbringing. And she's at a stage in her life where she's sort of starting to really question her own relationship to her faith. And when Nusaybe Yunus has also been really open publicly about sort of her own struggles with reconciling her work and her relationship to Islam. So, yeah, it feels like this might be a very personal novel for her. And I think, if anything, that sort of makes the writing really interesting, and like you become really invested in Nadia from the get-go of the novel. So it's sort of, I think it's always really interesting when a book with really, really heavy subject matter can also be so witty and funny, and so Nadia arrives in Iraq with a lot of hope and a lot of confidence in the work that she's done and the possibilities that it opens for particularly what ISIS wives and her ability to like help you and she sort of feels like her changing relationship with her faith puts her in the perfect position to do this. But she's, of course, up against the UN bureaucracy, and she sort of looks at, in her attempts to sort of do this, she looks at, like, the range of characters that make up sort of overseas UN workers. So put into like this international brigade with like these Americans, these Europeans. The funniest character is this like quite macho British dude who's sort of there more in like a military security capacity, and they develop this really funny relationship. But the crux of the book really focuses on her relationship with Sarah. So Sarah's like this modern British woman, lived in England most of her life, and moves to Iraq, getting married to a man who is a jihadi, and she sort of feels like this warmth and this like real want to save Sarah from the clutches of what she sees as like radicalism. But in all of her interactions with Sarah, she sort of starts questioning herself and her work there. So, yeah, there's these, like, really interesting conversations between them where she's trying to sort of you're being using sort of like the language of like being drawn into a cult. She sort of tries to get Sarah to see that she has a better life outside of this, that she's really been programmed to think this way, and actually sort of is shocked by the fact that Sarah doesn't just sort of take all this on board immediately. She's intelligent and thoughtful and has her own sort of prism for understanding morality, and starts making Nadia, who sees herself both sort of as a hero and her work is like incredibly moral and important. Sarah starts asking questions of Nadia's own sort of white savior complex. And yeah, so there's all of these really interesting, it sort of really looks at, it skewers, but also I think without just attacking it, it in a very clever way looks at the relationship between the West and non-Western countries, and the want for, or the feeling of academics that there are easy solutions maybe to these problems. But it's also for something that, yeah, covers like quite a heavy subject matter. It's also so, so funny. Like she describes sort of going through the airport and having her bag scanned and being mortified when the agent opens up her bag and finds like dildos and sex magazines, and just like her kind of abject horror at being like seen as like this quite sexualized person. Yeah, it's like really funny, really, really readable. And I think like I sat down with this over 4 days and finished it. It's super, super entertaining a book that contains some really interesting subjects.
So, excellent. Sounds like a pretty strong debut novel.
Yeah, it's a really strong debut novel. And it's already been picked up by places like The Observer as like one of their best books. I know we're only 3 months in, but one of their best books of 2025.
Nice one. Okay, the title of the book once again, Suri, and the author.
That is Fundamentally by Nusayba Yunus. It's available at all good bookstores, including Time Out, and it's about $38.
Excellent. Hey, Suri from Time Out Bookstore, thank you so much for this morning's Loose Reads. We'll look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me, Johnny. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.